So we're going to pray for them in just a few minutes. So I'll let you go ahead, Cole.
Thank you, guys. Good morning, Soul family. It's so good to be with all of you again. Can't believe it's been a year since we've been with you last, and I really noticed that when we saw the kids this morning and how tall they are. So it's always hard to see how much change has happened while we're gone, but we've missed you guys a lot, and it's so refreshing and life-giving every time we're with you, so we've been really looking forward to this. So, I got to have lunch with Rob and Mark yesterday and just had a really great time of fellowship. And was amazed to hear about all that God is doing in your midst as you guys have been living on mission here. And just to hear the stories of what he's doing, just incredible to me. And we've been so encouraged being in China and staying connected to hear about the things that the Lord has called you as missional communities to and living on mission in your own communities. And just to hear the stories of how God's answering your prayers. It's just the work of our King's hands. So I was just a really worshipful time to spend time with them yesterday. And they reminded me, and I can see very clearly how much the soul body has changed. It does every time we come back from China and even this last year. And so they wanted to give us an opportunity to introduce ourselves to those of you who don't know us, and also for those of you who do, give an update on our journey over the past 2 years from leaving China to this last year in Orlando, and then where the Lord's leading us next. So this is our family. I think Rob introduced us. I walked in a little bit late, but my wife, Caitlin. Jeremiah, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi, this is my son, Jeremiah. He's 3 years old. Say hi. That's Eliana, and she's almost two. And then we have one baby on the way in November, which we're really thankful for. So, as Rob just shared, I've been a part of the Soul Body for I think 8 years now, from before I met Caitlin and before I went to China. And it's been an incredible privilege to be sent by this body and cared for so well to China, and to meet my wife there, and then to come back. And as Rob shared, we spent our first year of marriage here, and it's just amazing how much God poured into us through this body, and especially our MC, as Rob was mentioning. I feel like God really equipped us and prepared us for being in China. So, sorry, we're multitasking a little bit here.
Okay, just a second. Do you want to sit with somebody?
Okay, so I just wanted to, first of all, say how thankful we are. For all those of you who do know us, I wanted to tell you how thankful we are for the multitude of the ways that you guys have loved us so well, cared for us so well, prayed for us, and the Chinese that we've been doing ministry with, and how you've supported us financially. It's been just an incredible privilege to be sent by you, and just to see Jesus change so many lives in China, and to live there and follow Jesus there has just been one of the greatest privileges of our lives. So we're so thankful for you, and couldn't have done that without your support and care and love. So thank you so much. I think it's also been just a really big encouragement to us to stay connected to you and to come back each year and to know that we're called on mission together, as you guys have been called to know him and follow him and pursue others to find life in Christ here in Colorado. We've been doing the same in China, and so it's just been really cool to stay connected to that, living on mission together. So to bring you into our journey over the past 2 years, I'm going to let Caitlin share first about our process with leaving China, and then I'm going to share about where the Lord's leading us next.
So, as I said, we were in China for 6 years, met over there. We thought we'd be there for 10 plus years, but as you'll see through our story, the Lord had other plans for us. And so it's just an example of sometimes the plans that you have for your life don't always line up with what the Lord has planned for your life. Our last year there started having some medical issues, and the allergies, and then with Eliana, the pregnancy with her was tough, and then had some difficulties after having her that just continued to develop into other things. And so after we had talked to our HR that was back in the States and kind of walked them through what we were dealing with, they really encouraged us to come back to the States and take a little break for a little while so that I could seek some medical attention and so that we could get some healing from that. And So that's what took us to Orlando. That's where we are now. Cole has been working at headquarters there for a year, and we've been a part of a program called Lake Cart Stint that is designed for people within transition specifically, and it focuses on development and equipment for more effective ministry. So they have this program for people that a lot of people are coming back from overseas and for similar reasons that we did or have had, you know, just like traumatic experiences where they were and need to take some time to step back from campus, which is what we've been doing, and just get help in whatever area that it is. And then they also pour into us and equip us for sending us right back out. So for me, this year has been very healing. Just in every sense. The what Mark shared about God demonstrates his care when we feel scared really resonated with me in this part of my story, because it was just a really hard year, and I was really angry with him in a lot of ways and scared, and I had people tell me they knew that I was going to be healed, and I just never was. And I've just been learning about him from a father's perspective this last year, and how, like, I think these things happen because he was redirecting our path, and he's demonstrated his care in this last year within the community that we've had, the friends that we've had, the doctors that I've been connected with, that just some of the treatments that I'm getting I had never heard of and wouldn't have ever heard of within China. But as soon as we landed in Orlando, somebody introduced me to this doctor for my allergies, and I'm experiencing a lot of healing through that, and just set me up with an OBGYN who was very empathetic with my experience and is a believer, and just really cared for me emotionally as well as like my physical needs. And so I just feel like this whole year has been a gift from the Lord, in that he brought us home so that I could experience that. And so this leads to our decision about our future. We were also deciding what do we do next, and we actually didn't decide until March this last year that I came home. I've also been in counseling for my experience with Ellie's birth and some anxiety that I've been experiencing since that, and just dealing with the trauma of it. And I came back from an appointment and told, a counseling appointment, and told Cole that I don't think I'm ready to go back overseas. And so that's when we started deciding, like, talking about what's next. And the Lord just opened a lot of doors to a ministry called Bridges International, and it's also within CRU, but it focuses on international students. And we're really excited about this because we feel that we can relate to these students really well who are coming from overseas to live in a different culture and living within a second language. And we just went through all of that, and so we're excited to love on these students who are going through the same thing and probably scared and lonely in some ways, and just show them the love of Jesus. We also get to continue to work with Chinese. As you know, a lot of the international students are Chinese, and so we've already met a few of those and started to develop some relationships with them. When we had heard about Bridges before, just through different friends who have joined or from conferences that we've had that have had people speak from CRU, from the Bridges ministry, we've heard some stats that really stuck with both of us, and they were also very, gave us a great vision for what they're doing. One of them is that 75% of international students are never invited into an American home. And I just remember hearing that for the first time and being completely shocked by that. And I I enjoy hosting and just excited to have students into our home, many of which that have never met a believer before, and just to see how a Christian family functions firsthand. And then the other shocking one is that 80% will never attend a church, which, yeah, is also pretty heartbreaking when a lot of them are here for 2 to 4 years and probably never step into one because they're never invited into one, because a lot of times if they were invited, they would most likely go. So I'll let Cole tell you more about Bridges specifically and what we'll be doing.
Yeah, so mourning the loss of China was one of the hardest things that I've ever had to go through. But a huge comfort, as Caitlin shared, is just hearing about how many ways that we have here in the U.S. to reach the nations. And among international students, 1/3 of them in the area we'll be at are Chinese students. And so that's just been a really huge blessing from the Lord to give us that kind of a transition. But there's over 1.3 million international college students that study in the U.S. every year. And after doing some research, I found out that 60% of them are from the most unreached countries in the world. And so there's this incredible opportunity that we have right here in America to reach the nations one international student at a time. And as they come to know the Lord, they can take the gospel back to the most unreached places on earth, where so few people have access to even learn about this King or Creator. And so it's just an amazing thing that God would give us that opportunity here. The vision of Bridges is that every international student in America would have an opportunity to know Jesus and to impact the nations with his love. And so the team that we're joining in Florida on 4 college campuses is trusting God for that vision on those colleges. We recently got to attend a vision dinner for this team that we'll be joining, and they shared a video of some of the students that are involved in their ministry. And I asked Mark to play that for us. It's just a minute and a half to show you some of the students that we'll get to be interacting with.
Ciao, my name is Ringwin.
Bonjour, my name is Liam.
Greetings. My name is Rita.
Hello, my name is Brendan.
你好, my name is Song Yanhe.
Добрый день. My name is Anil.
你好, my name is Han Xiao.
Assalamu alaikum, marhaba. My name is Omar.
你好, my name is Ripoli.
Salam, my name is Shore.
你好, my name is Chuan Qi.
Hello, I'm Midori.
I'm from Venezuela.
I'm from Canada.
I'm from the United Kingdom.
Vietnam.
I'm from Ecuador.
I'm from China.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Iran.
India.
I'm from Japan.
Saudi Arabia.
I'm from India.
Dubai.
I'm from Myanmar.
Russia.
I'm from Mexico and I study at Valencia.
I study at UCF.
Valencia College.
I'm married to a UCF student.
UCF.
I go to Valencia College.
And I study at UCF.
So I love that video, and just getting to see the faces of those students that come from all over the world, and just to think about how amazing it is that God is pursuing them to know Jesus. So a lot of those students come from UCF, which I had knew nothing about pretty much before being in Florida, but it's the University of Central Florida, which is now the largest student population in the country, just passing ASU. So just learning about that school and realizing that 154 different countries are represented at that school, which is 80% of the countries in the world, is just incredible to think about being in one place to reach the nations. A lot are Chinese, so I'm excited about that. I've been started to do ministry with students and use the Chinese language that I've picked up. But we're also really excited to gain ministry exposure with students from other countries, and to gain that I haven't had a lot of experience. So, So you may be wondering what our ministry will look like. Some of you know what we were doing in China, and it's really basically the same thing here, but I kind of just wanted to really quickly tell you about the four main parts of the ministry we'll be doing on those campuses so you know how to be praying for us. Thank you for singing. So the four main parts, the first one is welcoming international students with the love of Christ, and it's what you guys are doing here by opening up your homes and loving your neighbors, welcoming them into your lives and into this church. We do the same with international students on campus, and it's the most amazing bridge to the gospel, just to welcome these students into your lives, into your homes. They feel so loved by that, and so we do a lot of different things to welcome them, but there's a huge... There's welcome tables all over at campus that we put up at the beginning of the year. And Bridges is an official club at these schools, which is crazy coming from China and having to do everything underground to be able to be up front and invite students from all over the world to come to this All Nations Welcome Party. And so there we get connected to all these students and they get connected to friendship partners. And so we partner as a team with churches all around the Orlando area and families that are excited to invite international students into their home and have them over every couple weeks to love on them and live missionally with them. And so that's just a really cool way to welcome them in. But we also just take care of a lot of their needs. Most of them don't have cars, and so we take them to get stuff to fill their dorm rooms at the beginning of the year, help them get settled in. So yeah, welcoming is a really exciting piece. And then winning international students with the good news of Christ. As we invite those students into our homes, we share the gospel with them. We also have a lot of different like seeker Bible studies and retreats and conferences where they're able to interact with Jesus and the gospel. And then for students that do know Jesus, we help them to grow in their faith. And so we get them plugged into local churches that we partner with. We partner with five Chinese churches, which I'm really excited about, as well as a lot of others. So we get them plugged in so that they can grow in their faith, do discipleship, Bible study groups, and then we train and equip them to live on mission on campus and wherever the Lord leads them. Then the fourth piece is sending them out as ambassadors for Christ among the nations. So while they're in college, they have opportunities to go on mission trips in the U.S. and abroad. One thing we're really excited about is they have one every summer to China. And so we'll have the opportunity to go take international students to China on a mission trip every summer. But we also want to see graduates sent out as disciples among the nations, returning to their home countries, as I shared before. So all of that depends on a lot of partnership with churches and volunteers to get as many people involved as possible so that as many as possible can have an opportunity to know Jesus. So that's kind of what we did. Sorry for the rapid, fast version of it. We're going to open it up for a quick Q&A here in a minute, but I just wanted to first say that we'd love to have you continue to join arms with us as we take this next step to follow the Lord where he's leading us. We're in the middle of a support raising season right now, and before we step into our roles fully, we need to be fully funded. So just like before, our ministry is still funded by churches and individuals like you guys. And so for those of you who aren't currently on our prayer or financial support team, we would love to, Mark and Rob gave us permission to invite you into being a part of what God is doing to reach international students. So there's three specific ways that you guys could help us in joining us. The first one is by joining our prayer team. So many of you are on our prayer letter list by email or mail, and we're going to put this on the back table for any of you that are not on that list so that we can add you. So I'll put that on the back center table. Would love to have you join us in praying. And then the second is that we'd love for you to prayerfully consider supporting us on a monthly basis. So we have pamphlets in the back that are set up out there that look like this. And there's more information about our ministry in them, as well as our contact information on the back so that you can get a hold of us. There's also a link to our ministry page where you can set up giving if the Lord leads you to that. The third way that you guys could help bless us is to connect us to people that you know that might be interested in partnering with us to make Jesus known among international students. So we're just trusting the Lord to provide connections to people that we don't know yet that would be excited about that. So if you have people you'd love to connect us to, we'd really appreciate that. So, and for all of you that have been praying for us for 7 or 8 years and supporting us, I just one more time wanted to say thank you so much. It's been such a blessing to be sent by you and to have you pray for us and care for us in so many ways. Caitlin, if you want to come back up here, do we have time for like 2 to 3 minute Q&A, or do you want to? Okay, we'll do like a 3 minute question and answer time. Thanks for hanging with us this morning, guys. So who has a question? Kids, we'd love to hear questions from you too. Maybe Jeremiah could give you an answer. Yeah, so when we came back from China a year ago to join that program, it's in Orlando, and so we moved. Thankfully, one of the ways the Lord opened a lot of doors all in 1 week, one of them was we have two really close friends that are moving to Spain for 2 years, and that's exactly the commitment we made to this team for the next 2 years. So we're living in their house while they're in Spain as missionaries there. Yeah, that's... None of them have to change. So that's a huge blessing. We've been connected to an awesome church. It's just amazing how the Lord's blessed us with that, and we get to carry that on. That was a part of our decision process of just getting to stay connected to where we can thrive in our walk with the Lord and health and in community. So, yeah. We're like a couple blocks away from where we've been living this past year, so pretty much the same. Okay, so China is one of the biggest countries in the world with the most people in the world. So it's got 5 times as many people as the U.S. does, if you can believe that, which is a lot. So it's over the ocean, a 14-hour flight away, and it's really hard for people to worship Jesus because the government has made it illegal to be in underground churches, so people can't go to churches to hear about Jesus. It's illegal to tell people about Jesus. So one of the most amazing ways that God chooses to use broken people like us is he lets us tell other people and invite other people to know Jesus. And so that's illegal in China, and there's a lot of punishments, and people are put in jail for telling people about Jesus. And actually, one thing you could pray about right now, I don't know how many people have been connected to news in China, but there's a lot of persecution going on right now. So it's the worst it's been since like post-Tiananmen Square type things. And so a lot of churches in the city that we were a part of, that we were connected to, have been shut down recently. And so there's been quite a few missionaries sent home, a lot of Chinese that are on house arrest right now. And so it's hard because the government wants to be number one. They want to be basically God in the eyes of the people instead of there being a creator God that tells them what to do, that they obey. So that's why it's hard. Maybe I didn't say that in easy enough words.
I like how he just automatically hands that to me. that was a huge struggle for me after we had our first, because on the scale that they use, which is 1 to 500, typically in a U.S. city, like on average, it's probably between 20 and 40. A normal day there is like 150 to 250. And he has, I mean, the kids have little lungs, and so we asked about it after he was born, and she said, the doctor said that she puts a mask on her older kids when it's at 150 or above, and so basically she recommended keeping the babies inside until they're old enough to put a mask on and can go outside. And so even at this age, like having a child keep a mask on is near impossible. And so I spent a lot of time inside, weeks at a time usually. And so actually that added a lot to like my anxiety and depression. And so it was really, really difficult for me. I ended up, you know, after that, I think Cole and I even took more precautions than we did before when we were there just as singles. We didn't really think about it, didn't really care, but after we had a family and started talking to doctors about it more, we wore masks more and we raised support for some good air purifiers to have within the house to clean the air. And so,
would solar help, right?
Yes. Yes.
It was easier for me because I just could strap on a mask and get on my scooter and go to campuses, but it's really hard for moms and kids. So, and it can be really depressing in the winter. So, yes, sir. It's a great question. In a lot of ways, how would you tell people about China, about God? Yeah. People in China, I found, are incredibly spiritually hungry and are looking for purpose and meaning like we all are. They're longing to find purpose and why they exist. And so in China, like if I walk onto an American campus and start meeting Americans and strike up conversations, it can be awkward. They're like, why are you talking to me, some people? But in China, for some reason, they really love Americans, and so they really want to talk to us. And so it's really natural to build relationships and to start to get to know them. And it's easy to start to talk to them about their family and what they believe in. And then they start to ask you those questions. And so you can talk to them about Jesus. And it's amazing how most students are very, very interested in learning about him. So yeah, it's just natural building relationships like you do with your friends here. We do the same thing there. And so we can invite them to churches too, Chinese churches, but yeah, it's amazing what God can do through little people like us, huh? All right, we'll wrap it up now for the sake of time and would love to have you guys pray for us, which I know you mentioned.
So anyone who would like to come up and put a hand on Cole and Caitlin, I'd like to invite you to do that now, and we'll pray for them as God leads them into this new chapter. Oh man, God, it's such a just such a sweet thing to see Cole and Caitlin and their kiddos, and we know how you hold them in your hand and you have been with them along every step of the way. I pray for them that you would visit them experientially again in fresh ways, maybe being out here in Colorado among friends and your creation or whatever it might happen to be. That the truths that Mark talked about today, about your nearness and love and care, and also power in managing all of existence, including every aspect of their lives, both the painful ones and the joyful ones, would be made absolutely tangible to them, that they would know your love, that they would know how good of a father that you are, that you're never ignoring them, that you're not just paying attention, but you are directing and wisely overseeing every step of their lives. And God, we can see how they are gifted in so many ways, and we know that their experiences thus far will continue to equip them for the next phase of their lives that you have led them on. I pray that their vision would expand, that you would, and we know you will, put them in connection with people who need desperately the good news of Jesus and who need to experience it through both of their gifts, through the gifts of hospitality and welcome and love, and through the specific words of the good news that Jesus rules and reigns and can be their savior. So please guide their steps, provide for all of their needs. I pray for the ongoing health and emotional difficulty that they've, that the ones that they've experienced and are beginning to feel healing from, that you would heal those deeply and let them experience a new season of joy and fruitfulness and flourishing, and let them spread that in volumes around them. I pray that their fundraising would be blessed by you, that it would be fruitful, that you provide for them exceedingly and above all of that they could ask or think, and that they would rest in your good care and provision. Thank you so much for them and the impact they've had on our body here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.